It's been a long Monday. Education's struggling with none. Justice advocates are alarmed by none, and most people don't even understand what they're dealing with. But tomorrow morning, practitioners across every industry still need to know what actually works. I've spent the last week tracking implementation failures and successes, and the pattern is brutally clear. Simple tools are crushing complex systems.
Finally, someone's saying it. I just finished an implementation postmortem with a healthcare startup that burned through $180,000 trying to deploy a comprehensive AI diagnostic system. 6 months later, they're using a $49 a month transcription tool and seeing better outcomes than their original vision ever promised.
That mirrors what I'm seeing in creative work. Studios spending millions on custom generation pipelines, while individual artists are shipping commercial projects with Midjourney and basic prompt engineering. Last week, I delivered a full campaign using tools that cost less than my coffee budget. The infrastructure gap is killing us, though. I watched three implementations fail this month, not because the AI wasn't capable, but because nobody planned for the mundane stuff. API rate limits, data cleaning, version control for prompts. We're selling Ferrari engines to people who need reliable Toyota maintenance. Walk me through one of those failures, Derek. Real numbers, real timeline. Financial services client, mid-sized trading firm. They wanted predictive analytics for portfolio optimization. Budget, $250,000. Timeline, 3 months. We delivered a model with 87% accuracy in testing. Sounds great, right?
Let me guess, integration nightmare?
Worse. The model worked perfectly, but their existing data pipeline updated every 4 hours. The AI needed real-time feeds. That's a $400,000 infrastructure upgrade nobody budgeted for, plus retraining their entire ops team, plus compliance reviews for every model update. 6 months later, they're using Excel with some API calls to GPT-4 for market summaries. This is exactly why I tell creative teams to start small. I worked with an agency last month. They wanted AI-powered video generation for client pitches. Instead of the $100,000 platform they were eyeing, we started with Runway at $89 a month. 2 weeks later, they'd cut pitch creation time by 70% and landed 3 new clients. But isn't there a ceiling to the simple approach? My investigation shows enterprises eventually need more sophisticated solutions.
Define sophisticated. I'm tracking a manufacturing client using computer vision for quality control. Their sophisticated solution? An iPhone running a custom app that calls Claude's Vision API. Cost? $2,000 in development, $200 a month in API calls. It caught defects their $2 million inspection system missed.
That's the pattern everywhere. The successful implementations aren't the ones with the best technology. They're the ones that actually get used. I've got a graveyard of technically superior systems that died because users went back to their spreadsheets. Speaking of actual use, can we talk about the creative industry's dirty secret? Everyone's terrified of saying they use AI, but everyone's using it. I know Oscar-nominated filmmakers using Stable Diffusion for storyboards, Grammy producers using Suno for demo tracks, best-selling authors using Claude for developmental editing. What's driving the secrecy? Pure fear. Fear of being seen as less creative, fear of legal challenges, fear of fan backlash. But here's what's actually happening. AI tools are becoming like Photoshop in the 90s. First, everyone said it was cheating, now you can't work without it.
The implementation challenge in creative fields is fascinating because it's almost entirely cultural, not technical. I worked with a design agency where the junior designers were already using AI tools at home, but management banned them at work. Productivity tanked. 3 months later, they quietly reversed the policy and output doubled.
We need to talk about the cost reality too. Everyone quotes these astronomical enterprise prices, but the dirty secret is that most successful implementations are running on consumer-tier subscriptions. I know a unicorn startup whose entire customer service AI runs on 5 ChatGPT Plus accounts. Total cost, $100 a month. They turned down a $50,000 a month enterprise solution. How is that even legal from a terms of service perspective? It's not. That's the time bomb nobody wants to discuss. Half the companies I work with are violating terms of service in some way. Using personal accounts for business, sharing API keys, running multiple instances to avoid rate limits. It works until it doesn't.
This is where phased adoption saves companies. Start with legitimate personal use, measure impact, then negotiate enterprise deals from a position of knowledge. I've seen companies save 80% on enterprise contracts because they knew exactly what they needed.
Can we be specific about workflows? In creative work, the biggest implementation failure I see is people trying to replace entire processes instead of augmenting specific bottlenecks. Take my video work. I don't use AI to create entire videos. I use it for ideation, script drafts, color grading suggestions, and audio cleanup. Each tool saves maybe 20 minutes, but across a project, that's 2 days. What about the promise versus reality gap? My data shows marketing claims averaging 10x productivity gains, while actual implementations deliver maybe 1.5 to 2x. And that's being generous. Real productivity gains come from compound effects over time. A developer using Copilot isn't 10x faster on day one, but 6 months later, they're writing different types of code, taking on projects they wouldn't have touched before. The metric isn't speed, it's capability expansion.
The healthcare implementations I'm tracking show this perfectly. Doctors aren't seeing more patients with AI scribes. They're spending the same time, but actually listening to patients instead of typing. Patient satisfaction up 40%, physician burnout down 30%. That's the real ROI.
Let's talk about failure modes. My biggest disaster, trying to automate social media with AI. Spent $3,000 on tools, 2 weeks on setup. Result? Generic garbage that tanked engagement. Now I use AI to generate 50 caption ideas in 5 minutes, but I write the final version myself. Total cost, $20 per month for Claude. Failure pattern number one, automating the wrong thing. I see companies trying to automate decision-making when they should be automating information gathering. Failure pattern two, ignoring maintenance costs. Every AI system needs constant tweaking. Budget 30% of your implementation cost annually just for maintenance. What about team resistance? My research shows that's the biggest implementation killer after infrastructure.
Absolutely. But here's what works. Voluntary pilot programs. I just wrapped up an implementation at a law firm. Instead of mandating AI tools, we offered them to anyone interested. 5 associates volunteered. Within a month, other lawyers were asking to join because they saw the volunteers leaving at 6 p.m. instead of midnight.
The creative industry learned this with previous tech shifts. You can't force adoption, but you can make non-adoption painful. When everyone else is delivering in half the time, holdouts either adapt or lose clients. Real talk though, some implementations should fail. I killed a project last week because the client wanted to use AI for employee performance reviews. Could we build it? Sure. Should we? Absolutely not. The bias issues alone would create more problems than any efficiency gain. Speaking of bias, what about the Stable Diffusion study showing societal bias in generated images? How does that impact implementation? It's a daily challenge. I spend more time on negative prompts to avoid stereotypes than on actual creation. But here's the thing, human designers have biases too. At least with AI, we can systematically identify and correct them. Try doing that with a human creative director.
The bias issue becomes an implementation accelerator when handled right. I'm working with a recruiting firm that switched to AI screening specifically to reduce bias. Their implementation includes bias testing every week. Result? 40% more diverse candidate pools, 60% faster initial screening.
Can we address the elephant in the room? Most implementations are solving problems that don't need solving. I just reviewed a proposal for AI-powered meeting scheduling. Calendly exists. It costs $12 a month. The AI solution was $50,000 plus integration. So what problems actually benefit from AI implementation?
Pattern recognition at scale, creative variation generation, and natural language tasks. Everything else, probably better served by traditional software. The successful implementations I see focus on these three areas relentlessly.
In creative work, it's about ideation velocity and variation. I can generate 100 logo concepts in an hour, test them with audiences, and iterate based on data. Traditional process, 2 weeks and 5 concepts. The AI isn't better at design, it's better at exploration. The technical sweet spot is surprisingly narrow. Tasks that are too simple don't benefit from AI. Tasks that are too complex exceed current capabilities. But that middle zone, that's where the magic happens. Document analysis, first draft creation, data synthesis. Let's get brutally practical. Someone listening has budget approval for Tuesday morning. What do they actually do?
Start with a 2-week personal trial. Sign up for Claude or ChatGPT Plus. Use it for everything for 2 weeks. Email drafts, meeting summaries, research, planning, track time saved. Only then consider team implementation.
For creative teams, pick your biggest bottleneck, just one. For most, it's ideation or revision cycles. Get the team personal subscriptions to one tool, Midjourney for visual, Claude for writing, Suno for audio. Give them a week to play, then share discoveries. Total cost, under $200. For technical teams, start with code review and documentation, GitHub Copilot for the developers, Claude for documentation. Measure pull request velocity and documentation completeness after 30 days. If positive, expand. If not, cancel. Total risk, $300. What about enterprises with compliance concerns?
Azure OpenAI or AWS Bedrock. Yes, they're more expensive, figure $2,000 per month minimum. But you get compliance coverage and enterprise support. Still cheaper than one compliance violation. Implementation timeline, 2 weeks for basic setup, 2 months for full integration.
Here's the timeline, reality. Basic implementation takes 2 to 4 weeks. Full workflow integration takes 2 to 3 months. Cultural adoption takes 6 to 12 months. Anyone promising faster is lying or selling something. Budget reality for creative teams. $100 to $500 a month for tools, $5,000 to $10,000 for training and setup. That's it. If someone's quoting more, they're padding or you're solving the wrong problem. Final question. What's the one implementation lesson you wish everyone knew?
Success isn't about the AI, it's about the problem. I've seen brilliant AI implementations fail because they solved problems nobody had. Start with pain, not potential.
Test in production. All the planning in the world won't predict how users actually interact with AI tools. Launch fast, iterate faster. Embrace the mundane wins. My AI doesn't create masterpieces. It handles the boring stuff so I can focus on creativity. That's the real revolution. After a week of investigating implementations across every sector, the pattern is undeniable. The winners aren't using the most advanced AI or the biggest budgets. They're the ones who started small, focused on real problems, and measured actual outcomes. Tomorrow morning, while thought leaders debate AI's potential, practitioners will be quietly shipping with simple tools. And that's the only implementation strategy that matters.